I want us to finish now. We've got in this final bit, I want us to give an opportunity to respond. It's always good to be thankful before God, to celebrate what he's doing. But it's also always good to say, so what? What does it mean for me? What does it mean for us as churches? How are we going to respond to what God is doing? And I just want to name the situation, the context that I think we're in at the moment. There is so much opportunity at the moment for God to do things in and through us. But there's also so much uncertainty. It's a strange mix for me. I think God is moving. I think God is calling us deeper into him as churches around the city. But I also think there's real times of uncertainty. Here at NCS, we have buildings that we're dealing with and thinking through and praying to God, help us to steward these buildings well. We have leaking roofs. We have heating issues. We have the uncertainty of leadership transition that we've already named. There's lots of things where we're like, we don't really quite know how it's going to look or what is God going to do in here. But there's also a real sense of God leading us into something new. And I want to remind us as we respond of the passage in 2 Chronicles 20, which we've often talked about. And if you remember the story of 2 Chronicles 20, Jehoshaphat, who is a man after God, who is leading the people of God well. There's good things happening. There's a real sense of pursuit of God, of holiness amongst them. And in that place, if you remember, in 2 Chronicles 20, a vast army comes against the people of God. Now, I'm not calling what the uncertainties a vast army coming against us. I'm not saying that. But what the common thing that those people of God experienced was, we don't really know what is going to happen in this situation. And what they were called to do in that place of 2 Chronicles 20:12 says, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Now, I don't want to labor the we don't know what to do, because we do have ideas of what to do, and we will continue to steward well, and we'll continue to think through strategy. And if you go back to 2 Chronicles 17, you'll see that Jehoshaphat trains up an army. He invests in Israel, so it's not like he's passive. He has done the things that he needs to do. So that is what we're called to do as a church. We're called to still use our brains, to still be active, to still be doing things, to still be thinking strategically. But also they came to a place where they found themselves uncertain as to what was going to happen. They knew that what was coming against them was more than they could fix themselves. Now that isn't a comfortable place to be, is it? Those of us who walk with Jesus, that's not a comfortable place to be when you don't quite know how to fix things. When you are part of a church where you're going, these things are happening, but we don't quite know what they're going to look like. But in that place is a real opportunity to lean into God so that down the line we look back and go, look what God did. And that's the thing that we should be wanting to say always, isn't it? Giving glory to him. We never want to be a people of God who go, look what we did. Look how we fixed that. We always want to be a people of God who are going, look what he did. Look what he did in that situation. So there are so many different things that are going on at the moment. But my encouragement to us and my encouragement for response is a personal one and a corporate one. The personal one is, are you at this beginning of this year, in all the uncertainty and all the things that are going on, and I don't know what's going on in your life, there may be very personal uncertainties going on in your life at the moment, but are you prepared to say to God, my eyes are on you. I once again commit myself to you because I want to see your kingdom come in and through me. Because as we individually choose to that, he forms us as his people, as his church in Sheffield, to become the blessing to Sheffield. But it has to start with us. So the first call, the first call to response is, are you going to give your all to Jesus this year. Doesn't mean we'll make it, we'll do it all right. You know, if you've been walking with Jesus long enough, you know you take a couple of steps forward, you take one backwards. That's a given. What's your heart's posture this morning? God, help me to be someone who keeps my eyes fixed on you. So I'm going to lead us in a bit of a confession. It's always good to just be honest before God and say, I'm sorry where I haven't had my eyes on you. And you're welcome to say amen or not to it, obviously. That's up to you. But I want to be able to, I want to do that. And then I'm going to lead us in a prayer of commissioning for ourselves and for our churches that are represented here. For we want to go forward with you. Our eyes are on you. We know that you are a God who comes through, and you're a God who is faithful, as we've already been declaring. I started with this. We are urged, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you. Be holy in all that you do. And being holy is just saying before God, I choose you before anything else. I choose you. Do you want to do that today? I choose you. With that thanksgiving in our hearts for all the things we've heard, all the faithful, the ways that God has been faithful, we say, God, but we want more. We want to choose you. We want to see you move in and through us, in our lives, and in our churches. We consecrate ourselves again together with a simple prayer. Our eyes are on you. So, I'm just going to take a few moments, a couple of minutes to respond. And then the band are going to lead us in some worship, which can be part of our response as well. Now, I know I've asked you to stand up and sit down a lot today, but I think there's something good, if you're able, and I know not we're not all able to, but if you're able to stand up, can I ask you to do that just as we have this moment? I'm going to give quite a bit of quiet, but I'm just going to lead us in a time of confession before God and then consecrating ourselves personally and as a church, as churches to God. And obviously, it's entirely up to you whether you say amen or not. But I just want to give that opportunity. So let's just take a quiet moment of confession before God. You may want to say quietly in your heart something like, Lord, I confess that my eyes aren't always on you, or that other things have taken my attention, or that I've been distracted, anxious, hurried, or self-reliant. But I'm just going to give a moment of quiet just for us before God to just recognize how we sometimes have taken our eyes off him. In Isaiah 6, Isaiah says to God, woe to me, I am ruined, for I am one of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. And then it says that an angel flew to Isaiah with a live coal in his hand, which he'd taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched Isaiah's mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. So receive the forgiveness of God, the graceful, loving forgiveness of God, who knows us, who knows the things that we struggle with, who knows our hearts and who hears our hearts cry before him, and who longs for us to be made right with him and to draw us close to himself. And then Isaiah said, in response to the Lord, who said, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And Isaiah says, here am I, send me. Maybe you want to now just quietly say those words to God. Here am I, send me. Holy Spirit, we offer ourselves again. We offer our attention, we offer our plans, and we offer our future. As individuals and as churches, we say, here we are. Our eyes are on you. Here we are. Send us. I could invite the band out who are going to lead us in worship. Please stay in this place before God. Whatever it is that you want to say to God and whatever God is saying to you, please do. It's good to respond to him. This is a good place before him. He has done something new in his church, and all he looks for is the willing hearts who say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, here am I. Send me.